Holy Spirit desires that Jesus, one, Jesus is glorified, two, that sin is dealt with, and three, that people are loved and cared for, and four, that they come to know Jesus. And over the next few weeks, we'll be looking at the gifts of the Spirit as found in 1 Corinthians 12, verses 8 to 11, and practically how we can use them. It's one thing knowing about something, but it's another thing using it, isn't it? Using the knowledge that we have. Now, 1 Corinthians 12, verses 8 to 11 says, "For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of gifts, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills." Today, we're looking at different kinds of tongues. Now, I'm sorry, I don't know how to do it, so it's just me. You've got no bits, no pictures. In Acts 2 verse 4, we read that on the day of Pentecost, they were all filled. Not just the exclusive few. Not just the 12 or the 11 disciples, but they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance and enabled them. And if you read the rest of that chapter, of the first part, it says that when the Holy Spirit came, it was like tongues of fire on their heads. It was actually visible to the people in that room. They were like tongues of fire on their heads. Fire of the Holy Spirit was actually visible. It also, because it was visible, they could feel it. And this morning, that's what we want, is to feel the touch of the, whoops, sorry, what's it? Of the Holy Spirit. It's still up there. I'm going to have to lean off. I'm not going to get very far here, am I? And then in Acts 10, verses 45 to 46, we read that when Peter spoke to Cornelius and his household, again, it was everyone. It was Cornelius, who was the top man, and it was his household. And because it says household, it's assumed that it was the rest of his family and his servants. And it says that the circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles. Oh dear, even on the Gentiles. So now it wasn't just restricted to all the Jews, but now it was open to the Gentiles. And then in Acts 19 verse 6 we read that when Paul came to Ephesus, when he laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. The Holy Spirit came as Paul laid his hands on these people. Cornelius didn't need the hands laying on, he just needed the word preached to him, believed it, and the Holy Spirit came. On the day of Pentecost, they were told to wait, and then the Holy Spirit came. And he came, and in each case we hear that the gift of tongues was given to these people. Now, what is the gift of tongues? Tongues actually means a language that's not learnt. It can be an earthly language, or it can be a heavenly one, but it is a language. Now, My sister-in-law did an Alpha course. And then after she'd done the Alpha course, Holy Spirit says to me, right, you go and visit her and take me to her. Oh, great. So I did what I was told. And then she got filled with the Holy Spirit. And then she said, well, you need to come and speak to the rest of the group that I was with, because our leaders told us that speaking in tongues was a load of mumbo jumbo. So off I went, and I don't know what I said. But at the end of the meeting, I said, if anybody wants to be know more about the Holy Spirit, be filled with the Spirit, come back tomorrow, and I'll still be here. Well, one couple decided they weren't going back. They weren't leaving this house. And so they said, right, we're not leaving until you tell us more. So I told them more. And then this fella said, can you just speak in tongues any time? So I said, yes. So I said, well, go on then. So I did. So I spoke in tongues, and he says to me, that's got syntax. That's a language. Oh, well, that's what I said. That's what the Bible says. Now, I've seen it's a lot. That syntax is a word to do with grammar, how sentences are formed. Now, what I didn't know was that this fella was an English teacher. I wouldn't have gone in the first place. And I also found out that quite a few people in the meeting were teachers. I mean, Lord's got a sense of humour, if nothing else. But he recognised, even though he didn't know what language I was speaking, he recognised that it was a language. The Holy Spirit doesn't give us mumbo jumbo. He gives us language. Sometimes it's an earthly language, and I've heard of people being in a meeting and being strangers in a meeting and had heard somebody speaking in tongues in their native language. And on the day of Pentecost, that's what happened, wasn't it? When they came out, all these people, and I'm not going through the list of people because I can't pronounce half of them, they said, we hear these people, these men that are uneducated, speaking in our language and glorifying God. That's what the gift of tongues does. Well, why speak in tongues? You might say, well, I've got enough words of my own, thank you very much. But I wonder, have you ever been worshipping, either speaking or singing? Because actually, you can actually sing in tongues. You don't have to talk it. You can sing it. When you just seem to have run out of words, in your heart, there is something else you want to say, but you don't know what to say, and the words on the song ain't saying it. That's where tongues comes in very handy. Or maybe you're praying for someone, and you just don't know what to pray. One, you don't know what to pray because you don't know what the whole situation is, and sometimes you know what the situation is, but you still don't know what to pray. We can pray in tongues. This is where the gift of tongues comes in use. And I found very often, if I'm praying for somebody, even if I know what the situation is, I don't always know exactly what to pray. I pray in tongues first, and then I find the English comes. And very often I'm amazed at myself, at the English that comes out of my mouth. But I'm sure it's because the Holy Spirit has given me the gift of tongues, and then he gives me the gift of English to use. And then I, as I say, quite often I then surprise myself with actually what I'm praying for people. And it's quite often praying with an insight that you know you haven't had, or you know you haven't got, that God gives us the words to pray in tongues and the words to pray in our national, or our own natural, whatever it is, language, the language we normally speak. God's given us a gift that transcends our ability to speak in our own language. Now, how amazing is that? How amazing that God's given us that ability to speak, and it's in a language that we haven't learned. Now, do all Christians speak in tongues? No. Does speaking in tongues make you a better Christian? No. But I don't know why you wouldn't want to speak in tongues. But you don't have to. For me, if it's a gift that's on offer and it helps me communicate with God when I run out of words, then I'm all in. Don't know about you, but I'm all there. Because see, the gift of tongues helps us to pray the prayers of the Holy Spirit, with the Holy Spirit, to the Father. So, and also, it's the only gift of the Spirit that's given for our edification, rather than for everybody else's. In 1 Corinthians 14, verse 4, Paul says, "He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself." And he also says, "I wish you all spoke in tongues." And then in Jude we read, "But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit." It's a bit like charging your batteries. Now, you may never need your batteries charged, but I certainly do. There are times, there are days, when I do not feel on top of the world. I do not feel on top of anything coming like that. But I find that then if I go and if I start speaking in tongues, my spirit is built up. And then it's how it feels like. My spirit is built up, then the rest of me follows. And so, to me, you know, it's a little bit of a selfish gift, but actually, when we are built up, we then benefit others. When we are filled with the Holy Spirit, when we are filled up, we benefit others. But we need to be with it ourselves to be able to really help and benefit others. And that's what the Holy Spirit does. It's what the gift of tongues does. It builds ourselves up. Now, how do I get it? Well, first of all, we believe. I mean, if we're going to receive the gift of tongues, it's helpful to believe that God wants to give it to us. Now, last week, Tim read from Luke 11. "If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who seek?" We need to believe that God wants to give us good gifts. And we've already been singing about God being good. So we ask. Luke 11, the same chapter, says, "Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you." It's a good gift from a good God. And it's given to us. Now, we don't deserve it. We can't earn it. It's a gift. You know, if you give somebody a gift, it's not because they've earned something, it's because you want to give them something good. Very rare. I don't know, you do get some do practical jokes and do not so good gifts, but that's not us, is it? We like to do good things. Well, our God is gooder than us. I don't know if it's a new word, that one. Our God is much better at giving than us. He's a good God. Then, once we've believed, then we've asked, then we have to step out. Now, sometimes that's the dodgy bit. We have to open our mouths and speak. Now, neither God nor the Holy Spirit opens our mouths and wiggles our tongues. The gift of tongues requires our speaking and the Spirit's enabling. Now, it'd be much easier, I think, if the Holy Spirit did come and wiggle our tongues. But he doesn't. We have to open our mouth and we have to speak. Now, as with all languages, it can take time to develop. Now, when we were babies, we didn't start speaking. Well, I assume most of us didn't start speaking whole sentences about the meaning of the universe. The chances are, most of us probably started with Dada and Mama. And then over time, I mean, I still haven't got to the stage of whole sentences about the meaning of the universe. But I'm a bit further on than Dada and Mama. I may not be excellent at English. I mean, I know full well I ain't. I am not. But even then, I should be better at my English now than I was. I can't remember what I was like, so I don't know, but I assume I was. So when you receive the gift of the Spirit, don't be upset if you don't receive, say, 10 minutes of different words. Now me, when I received the Holy Spirit, I got one word. I won't tell you when it was. But was in the church meeting, and some preacher came along, and he was preaching about the Holy Spirit, and he said, if you want the Holy Spirit, put your hand up and then come out the front. And two of us went, I had no idea what he was talking about. I'll be honest, I didn't know what he was talking about. But I thought, oh, well, if we want to receive something, I don't mind receiving something, I'll go out the front. So I went up the front. I was about 12, I think. And they prayed for me, and I got one word, and they said, right, you're filled. Oh, all right. And afterwards, I heard people in a church speaking quite a bit, and I didn't. I got one word. I kept having one word. I don't know how long for, but I had one word. And I don't even know when I realised that I'd got more than one word, because I was fixated on, I've only got one word. And then after a while, I found, oh, I've got more than one word. And then I got more than one word. And now I sometimes even think I've got more than one language. But just because I only got one word and not a whole showing doesn't mean so I wasn't given the gift. And some people, when they're given the gift of tongues, they do speak quite a bit, and others they don't. And it doesn't mean that you're any lesser person than the one that speaks a lot, because God deals with us as individuals. So what's next? Now, some people ask, will I lose control? No. Will I become weird? Well, no more weird than you already are. See, we're not taken over by an alien force. God gives the gifts, and we are stewards of them. We decide when and how to use them. We are never out of control because we are in cooperation with the Spirit. Now, some people get worked up and anxious about receiving tongues. If this is you, just relax. Keep worshipping. Just let it come naturally. Just like you speak naturally. That's what happens with the Holy Spirit. We end up speaking naturally. Now, I've got a couple of questions for you. Have you received the gift of tongues? If not, do you want to receive the gift of tongues? If you have received the gift of tongues, but have you stopped using it? Or are you like me, and you really need to use the gift more? Now, with the gift of tongues, you can never... You can never outuse it. It's not a gift that wears out. And each time when we start praying in tongues, something happens inside us. And it also helps us to be in communication with God. And it's surprising, you know, when you're speaking tongues, how the Lord actually speaks through you. When you're praying on your own and you're praying for someone, you find yourself praying. And although you may not know what words you are using, you end up knowing that you're actually praying for that person. It might be that, like me, quite often, you then get the words in English. It might be that there is a situation when you really just don't know what to do. And you pray in tongues, and sometimes the answer just comes. Go and do this. Because we then get in communication with the Holy Spirit, and it bypasses our brain a bit. We're still in control, but it bypasses our natural thinking because we get in tune with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit doesn't work on in the same realm as our natural thinking. He's up there. He's above our natural thinking. And it's surprising how much, when we do pray in tongues, that of what is revealed of God. And some things, God just reveals things about himself as we're praying in tongues, because we're praying in tune with the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to ask you these questions again. And if the answer to the first one, have you received the gift of tongues, is no, but then the answer to the second one, if not, do you want to receive it? In a minute, I'm going to ask you to come out the front. The next one, have you received the gift but stopped using it? If you say yes to this, I want you to come out the front. Or are you like me, and you think, actually, I really need to use the gift more, and you say, that's me, I want you to come out the front. Because sometimes we can sit and say an answer and then do nothing about it. And this morning, I want us to do something about it. I want us to go out of here with either the gift that we never had before, or more of the gift that we had when we came in, that we go out with more of it.